Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Long Distance Lovers podcast. My name is Maria.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
And this is a podcast dedicated to all of y'all that are in long distance relationships, considering going into long distance relationships, coming out of them, and everything in between. So, Kristen and I are both in long distance relationships currently, and we just kind of wanted to create a platform or, you know, create a podcast where we're able to rant about our experiences and, like, share our stories and, you know, hopefully offer some insight to people that are in long distance relationships, because we've noticed that this is something that's happening a lot more frequently, especially with online dating and with apps such as Tinder and Bumble. So we just wanted to create a platform for us to kind of speak on our experiences and then hopefully get some insight from you guys on what it's like being in a long distance relationship. So welcome to the very first episode.
Yay, oh, I'm so excited. We've literally had this idea, for a couple months. We used to sit before like everything happened with the coronavirus, we would sit in my office at work and we'd just rant and talk about our boyfriends and our experiences and what we were going through and all that. And then it just kind of came to us why don't we create something out of this and share this, because it's something that I feel like weighs very heavy on both of our hearts. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's very therapeutic to be able to sit down and talk to each other about it. And I don't know, I think it's fun to share this not only with each other but just everyone, other people, because I know there's so many people that are going through it, like you said, and I feel we don't talk about them all the time. People don't just sit and talk about their relationships like that, and so I think this is a fun, healthy, safe space to get to do that. So I'm excited that we finally are bringing this idea to life.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even count how many times we just sat there and we're oh my gosh, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? Or this is happening in our relationship. And I remember, you know, when we were going through that stage, and it was just a constant back and forth of, oh my gosh, I go through this too. And I get it too. Even though we're in two completely different long distance relationships, it felt like we were living the exact same one. And so, yeah, it just kind of came to us. There has to be other people that feel the same way that we do.
For sure. Right. That is very true. So should we go ahead and talk about our stories, I guess, and who we are, who our boyfriends are, all of that?
Yeah, let's introduce the boyfriends. You want to go first, Kristen?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. So, Maria said, my name is Kristen, and I live in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm in grad school here. And my boyfriend's name is Stefan, but you'll hear me call him Steph. That's just my nickname for him. And he lives in Louisville, Kentucky. So we're about 9 hours away from each other. And our story, we have a very, I don't know, I feel like it's a very unique story. It might not be for other people, but I absolutely love it. It was a very, unexpected for both of us. We always talk about this, neither of us ever expected for, one, for us to find each other, but two, for it to, work out the way that it has.
Mm-hmm.
But a little backstory about our story. So my family and my best friend and her family travel every summer, and we'll take a different trip to a different city each year, a different state, country, whatever. And last year, as we've gotten older, it's gotten kind of harder to plan trips because we're both really busy. We're working, we're finishing up school, you know, just a lot goes on. And so we planned this trip 2 weeks before we took it. And so it was a very last minute trip. And my mom was actually the one that picked out the location. She brought up Louisville and was like, we should go to Louisville. None of us have ever been to Kentucky. Why not?
Was there any significance to Louisville?
No, my mom is just we've never been. And there's stuff to do there. The Kentucky Derby is there and Louisville Slugger, She just, literally found random things and was like, we could do this. And at first, I was like, who travels to Kentucky? That's terrible. No one would ever go there. I went in with such, a negative mindset. I was like, Kentucky sucks. And I had never even been before. But we went, the day I got to Kentucky, I was, literally so tired because I had just driven from Arkansas to Texas. I'm originally from Houston, Texas, and I literally drove from Arkansas to Texas, jumped on a plane, and, like, flew to Louisville, and I was, like, just dead tired. I wasn't that excited. I just wanted to, like, take a shower and go to sleep. And I was in my hotel room, and I got on Bumble. Like Maria said, a lot of long-distance relationships start on Bumble, Tinder, whatever. We are an exact example of that. And I got on Bumble, and Steph was the first guy I saw on Bumble, and I literally was like, I'll never forget this. Like, I saw his little face. And I was like, this is the cutest human. I was like, I want to know him so bad. Like, he's so cute. And literally, like, I don't know, I gush about Steph all the time. Like, he's, like, I'm in eighth grade. And he's, like, my little eighth grade crush. Like, I love him two pieces. He's adorable. And, like, I saw his little face. And I was like, I want to meet this guy. Like, I need him. And at first, I was like, wait, like, this is stupid. I don't live here. Like, why would I, like, I'm not gonna do this, like, there's no way. But then, like, I thought about it for, like, 10 minutes, and I was like, you know, like, what have I got to lose? At the end of the day, you know, I can say that I messaged him and move on, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I swiped, and it was an immediate, like, you know, like, when you swipe on Bumble, and then, like, it'll either, like, wait a second, or if, like, he's already swiped and liked an instant thing. And so for us, it was, like, literally an instant thing. Like, it was, like, Stefan, like, your profile too, or whatever. And I was, like, oh, okay. I was, like, oh, my gosh. And so on Bumble, the girl has to message first. And again, I, like, thought about it, and I was, like, I don't know. Should I do it? And then I did it, and it was just, like, an instant connection. Like, we just, it was so easy. Like, it was so easy, so natural for us to, like, just talk. I realized I had to tell him at some point, like, I don't live here. Mm-hmm. And so I finally was, like, I was, like, FYI, like, I'm not from Louisville. And he was like, oh, where are you from? And I, like, told him, I was like, well, I'm from Houston, but I live in Arkansas, and, like, I'm in graduate. He was so, like, interested, and he was like, that's really cool, like, that's awesome, you're getting your master's, like, blah blah blah. And, you know, I had to fly home, I had to go home, and so I went back to Texas, and we just kept talking. It had been, you know, a couple months had gone by, and we were still talking, and I think we realized, like, this was getting much more serious than we, like, thought it would. I think both of us honestly kind of thought that, like, we would talk for a little, and then, like, it would just blow over, and we would realize, like, you know.
Right.
But we got to know each other, and, like, we became friends, and, like, I don't know, we both kind of just realized, like, we couldn't really see our lives without each other, like, moving forward. And so we decided, you know what, like, we're going to figure this out. We're going to make this work. And this was a year ago. I should have probably said that. This was May of 2019. And now here we are. It's August of 2020. And we are thriving. We are so happy. It has been a, like, just, I can't even put this, like, experience into words. This is my first long-distance relationship, and it's also Steph's, and kind of just went into it blindly, and, like, went into it together, and we were just, like, let's see how to navigate this, and, like, for us, it's worked. I mean, we've had to really, like, we've had issues. I mean, of course, like, everyone does, like, we've had communication issues, and, like, you know, trying to come up with, like, a schedule to talk to each other, because our schedules are really different, and it's worked. It's been a lot, but it's been a lot of just fun learning experiences, and we've had a lot of opportunities to, you know, take trips together before the whole coronavirus. We have gone on trips together. We've, you know, he's come and stayed with me. I've gone to him, and we've figured it out. We kind of have a schedule. I'm actually going to see him in 2 days, so I'm so excited. But yeah, I don't know. We've been learning a lot. We've been figuring it out. We're still figuring it out. I feel like every day, you know, it's a new learning experience. So that's our story. I don't know. We're really happy, and hopefully I can get him to, like, come on here and talk, but Maria knows that that's a very hard thing to do, but I'm going to figure it out, and it's going to happen.
We're going to make Steph come on here.
Story. We are going to make Steph do it. He's going to thoroughly enjoy it.
So when was, like, the first time that you guys, like, met? Like, how did, like, was there, like, an instant connection, like, when you guys met?
Yes. The minute we met, it just felt like, honestly, it felt like I was just, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really even know how to describe it, but it just felt like I have known him my whole life. And, like, I don't know, it just was very natural for us. And, like, I was really nervous about that the first time. Literally, it just felt like, it honestly felt like I was seeing him again, but I had, like, never seen him before, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally, like, we saw each other, and it was just, like, an instant, like, holy, you know, like, this is it. Like, it just was so, I don't know, it just was natural, and we didn't have to try, and, like,
right.
That makes any sense at all. It was just such a, like, natural connection from, like, the first moment we saw each other.
Right. But, like, how long was it, like, after you guys started talking that you guys, like, meet up in person?
Yeah, it was a couple months. I think the first time we actually saw each other was, like, August or something. It was a while. And, like, I'm kind of glad we did it that way because we talk about this a lot. When we first met, like, when we first, like, connected on Bumble, we kind of talked about, like, him possibly, like, coming to, like, my hotel and, like, us meeting there in person. But, like, mm-hmm. I was with my parents and, like, that's kind of sketchy.
Yikes.
And that's, exactly. And so, like, that ended up not happening, which is so funny now because my parents are, like, obsessed with him and they love him to death. Like, at first, like, that was what we were going to do. And then we just kind of were, like, maybe this isn't smart. And I'm kind of glad it worked out that way because I feel like the months between us, like, meeting on Bumble and meeting in person really gave us time to, like, get to know each other.
Right.
And, like, get to just, like, talk as people. And, like, before we became, like, boyfriend and girlfriend, we became best friends. And, like, I think that gives you just such a strong foundation for a relationship. And, like, I can just, like, attest to it now. Like, I feel like our relationship is the way that it is, and it's so healthy and so strong because, like, we're friends.
Right.
And, like, I mean, he really, like, Seth really, truly, like, he's my best friend, and, like, I love that. Like, I'm so, like, grateful that we were able to do that and become friends before, like, becoming, like, romantically involved. And, like, I don't know, I can just, like, I just feel like that's such, I think it's, like, healthy. I just think it's a healthy thing for couples to do. And, like, I know you can attest, like, for you and Charlie, like, I know you guys became friends before y'all started dating, and, like, y'all have a great relationship, and so, like, I know you can, like, you'll elaborate on that, obviously.
Yeah, no, I completely agree that, like, it is important to not even, like, just be friends first, but just to get to know them.
Yeah.
Know their environment, exactly. Like, know where they come from. Just, I think that it just makes you appreciate the person a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so I guess I can go ahead and get into Charlie and my story. So ours is also a pretty unique story. So not only are Charlie and I in a long distance relationship, but we're in an international relationship. I currently live here in the United States. I'm currently in Kansas City, Missouri, but Charlie lives in Blackpool, England. And it's about a 6-hour time difference between us.
Yeah.
But, so we met on Instagram. I have a mutual friend, or we both have a mutual friend, and I was just, you know, scrolling through Instagram stories, just, like, tapping through, and then I came across my friend Ben's Instagram story, and, you know, again, just, like, tapping through, and there was one guy on there, like, he was out to lunch, and he posted a picture of his friend, and I just sent him a message, and I said, hey, he's cute. Because, I mean, I don't know who this guy is, and, like, I didn't want to come off, like, weird or creepy. So I messaged Ben, and it was like, hey, he's very cute. So Ben replied, and all he said was, oi. And I'm like, I don't know if that's, like, a compliment or, you know, like, whenever I say oi, it's usually like, hey, like, back off. So I was kind of like, like, you know, did I make a mistake here? So all I said was, sorry, I think he's cute. And then not even 2 minutes later, Charlie follows me on on Instagram. And, you know, he has, like, the typical thing. I guess, like, this is flirting now in 2020. He liked a couple of my photos.
Yeah.
That was it. Like, he didn't message me, didn't say anything. He literally just liked a couple of my photos. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I took it upon myself to just message him. I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like, so I DM'd him, and all I said was, hey there. And we just started talking to one another. Like, he replied instantly, and we were just figuring out, you know, what our passions were and, you know, what we were both studying in school. Like, we both found out that we were in our last years of college. We were talking about what we wanted to do afterwards, you know, what our hobbies were, you know, just, like, typical, like, surface level stuff. And then we added each other on Snapchat, and I mean, I didn't really think anything of it. I was just like, oh, okay, you know, like, I gained another follower on Instagram and Snapchat, whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't think much of it. But then we just started snapping each other multiple times a day. We were sending each other, like, 5-minute long videos of where we were. Like, I was showing him my campus. I was giving him, like, a little apartment tour, you know, while I was going to the store. I'm like, oh, so this is what, like, an American store looks like. And he did the same thing for me. Like, he showed me his college campus. He showed me the stores over there. He showed me his neighborhood. And so it was a nice educational thing. Like, I enjoyed getting to know more about, you know, the UK culture and, you know, what it looks like over there, seeing as though I've never been. And same with him, like, he's never been to the States. So that's what I enjoyed the most. But then, like, I found myself talking to him more and more. I would get excited when his name would like pop up in my phone. And I've been in long distance relationships before, so the idea of having one with him, you know, wasn't far out for me. But I was nervous to bring that up because I know a lot of people are turned off to the idea of a long distance relationship, let alone an international one. And so we just kind of had that talk of, okay, so like, what are we doing here? You know, like, what, like, where do you see this going? Because obviously, like, we're flirting. What, like, where is this gonna go? And so we both decided that, like, we have feelings for one another and we wanted to give this a shot. So that was back in January. And yeah, it's August now. So we just celebrated our 6-month anniversary, which is just absolutely wild.
It doesn't feel like 6 months ago. How has it been 6 months?
Like, it honestly, like, it feels longer. It feels longer.
Yeah, I was gonna say it actually does. Yeah.
And like, I mean, with this whole pandemic, I mean, it's obviously made traveling incredibly, incredibly hard, like almost impossible. Like, we had plans to see each other. Yeah, we had plans to see each other back in May. He was going to come for my graduation, and then I was going to go to the UK for his and spend the summer there. But obviously, Miss Rona came around, and no U.S. travelers to the UK and vice versa. And then he was actually supposed to be here a couple weeks ago. Or actually, no, he was going to be here next week. He was going to be here next week, but once again, you know, UK natives, you know, can't come to the U.S. So that's been a bummer. So, like, the whole unknown of when we're going to meet each other is, you know, it's really sad because we don't know if we're going to be able to see each other this year. We might not see each other until our 1-year anniversary or, you know, after that. So it's just, it's a different outlook on a long distance relationship of, you know, being international. And yeah, we're 6 months in and like, we haven't even like seen each other in person. We haven't like held each other's hands, like been on a proper date. Yeah. But no, I mean, I honestly, like, I wouldn't change it for the world. I would wait another 6 months if I have to, if it meant that I had to see him. But no, like, it's good. It's really, really good. I love it. I can't believe that it's been over a year for you and then, like, 6 months for me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's been a year. And, like, Steph and I, like, we literally, like, we'll just, like, laugh. We'll be like, how has this been a year? But then at the same time, it feels like I've known him, like, my whole life.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, it just feels like we've been friends forever, but it's only been a year, which is, like, so mind-blowing.
Yeah. Every anniversary that Charlie and I have, I just sit there and I'm like, so 6 months. 5 months, like, what? And then, like, we always, like, joke around, we're like, did you think that we were gonna make it this far? Like, you know, did you ever see yourself being, like, in a relationship with me, like, this long? And, you know, with all the challenges that, like, that are in our way, I mean, like you said, you know, communication is a big thing. Distance gets to you.
Yes, it definitely does. We had a little, we've had our ups and downs with communication, and it's so important, and you just kind of have to find something that works. And especially, I know, like, for us, I mean, we only have, like, an hour time difference, but Steph works nights, and so, like, he doesn't go to bed till, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and, like, I start my day at 8 a.m., like, I'm up and ready to go, but he doesn't get up till, like, 2, you know, and so, like, we've had to, like, figure that out. And then I know, like, y'all's time difference, how long is y'all's time difference?
It's a 6-hour time difference.
Okay.
I mean, I usually get up around, like, 7:30 now, because it's, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon for Charlie, and so, like, he's already had, like, most of his day gone, but, like, I'm just getting started.
Right.
And then he'll usually go to bed around 2-3 o'clock in the morning for me, but that's only, like, 8, 9 uh-huh. o'clock over here, so I'm like, I still have all yeah. night, like, I can stay up, but, you know, yeah. and I wanna talk longer, but, yeah, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning yeah, over exactly. there, and I don't want to keep him up any longer than he has to, so, like, trying to navigate yeah. our time differences is also really weird, because, mm-hmm. you know, like, he has his yeah. friends, he has to see them, like, you know, I have my own thing going on, and we're both about to start our master's programs, and so, trying to navigate yeah. jobs and classes now is gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough. I mean, this has been like our yeah. little like summer vacation because we'll spend all day watching movies or, you know, watching yeah. TV with one another. But here in about like a month's time, it's gonna go back to, okay, I gotta go to class, babe, or like, I gotta go to work.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so much fun and school. I love it.
I love long distance relationships. It's so much fun.
I know. Oh, yeah. Luckily, I mean, we're getting to the home stretch of almost being done with long distance, which mm-hmm. is also very mind-blowing. I can't believe we're almost done. I finished my master's program in December, and I've been looking at jobs in Kentucky, and that's been fun. Trying to apply for a job in the middle of a pandemic is so fun. I recommend it to everyone. But, you know, I'm going there in a few weeks. Actually, in a few weeks. Well, I'm going there in 2 days to Kentucky to just see Steph and his family, and while I'm there, we're going to go and kind of look around at different areas. I'm applying for jobs in Louisville, which is where Steph is, but I'm also applying for jobs in Lexington, which is an hour away. It's where the University of Kentucky is, and we're going to go to Lexington for a day to, like, scope that out because I've never been, and so I want to see, like, do I even like this city? You know, right. like, is this somewhere I actually want to move to? And so hopefully within the next, you know, few months, I'll kind of have an answer as to if I'm actually moving there, and so if I am, then we're going to kind of start the transition of going from being long distance to not being long distance. And neither of us have obviously experienced that before, so that's going to be a whole new ball game. So I'm sure I'll have tons of different stories and experiences to share about that in the next few months.
Right.
So stay tuned for that.
But yeah, so I mean, that's both of our stories, or at least like, you know, the Cliff Notes version of it. Like Kristen yeah. said, you know, we're going to try to get Steph on here, and we're going to try to get Charlie on here too. You know, neither yeah. one of them are really excited about it, but it's fine. We're gonna make them do it. It's fine.
They're gonna do it. We're gonna try our hardest. Every time, last night I told Steph, I was like, we're recording today. And he's like, oh, you are? Yeah, maybe one day you'll record too. And he's like, Kristen, stop.
See, I love how, like, complete opposites our boyfriends are. Because, like, Steph is not excited yeah. about recording whatsoever. But, like, Charlie has a degree in broadcast journalism, so, like, you know, he could talk all day, you know, put him in front of a camera, put him in front of a microphone, and, you know, he's such a people person. So, I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm really excited to see what that dynamic would be like with all four of us.
I love it. Yeah, he's nice, and he... talks to people. Like, if you put him in a room with someone, he's gonna talk to you, but he is a very, like, just quiet, calm human. Like, you've obviously met Steph, so you know how he is. Like, you put, like, last time Steph was here, it was him, me, and Maria in a room, and me and Maria are just going and going and going and talking, and Steph is just kind of sitting, and every now and then he'll say something.
He'll just, like, give, like, a little, like, nod or, like, a smile, and he's like, yeah, like, for sure. Yeah. Just like,
okay. Yeah, that's him. That's a very Steph thing to do. Yeah, he doesn't have much to say, so I'm interested to see what he's going to be like on a podcast, but I want him on here because I just feel like we process things very differently, obviously. I mean, men and women in general just have very different, like, emotional processes and thought processes. And, like, I mean, I know Steph like the back of my hand, and the way he takes things is completely different than the way I take things. Right. And so, like, I just think it'd be interesting to have both of us on here kind of talking about how we both, like, obviously we navigate our relationship in very different ways, yet when we come together, it, like, works completely. And so, like, I don't know, I just think that'd be so interesting to hear him, like, talk about that. But he's not much of a sharer, and he doesn't really like to dig into his emotions, but it'll happen. We'll make it work.
Like, especially since both Steph and Charlie, like, this is their first long-distance relationship, like, maybe having both of them here kind of, like, bouncing off of one another, like, what it's like from, like, the male's perspective.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I know, at least, like, in my relationship, Charlie is the protector, you know, like, he always, like, wants to provide for me, and, you know, that's just, like, that's typical of a male, and, like, I really appreciate that, but it's really hard to do that for your partner when you live so far away. I mean, like, he'll do a lot of, like, really, really nice gestures and all that, but, like, to be, like, at, like, maximum level protecting and, you know, like, being there for me, I want to know, from his perspective, like, how does it make him feel that, like, he can't be here, like, right next to me? Always, or, like, if I tell him, like, I'm in a tough situation, you know, I wish you were here, like, I wanna know from, like, the male's perspective, and especially, like I said, you know, a first-timer for a long-distance relationship.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is, I think that's definitely something that, like, I don't know, boys don't always like to come out and talk about that, but I do think it helps a lot. Like, I think it helps just hearing, like, how they do it, and it would help, I mean, just other people in general, like we said, like, who are listening to this and, like, want that perspective or, like, you know, need advice like that. I think that would definitely help for sure. So I'm excited, hopefully, to get them on here at some point. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, no, me too, definitely. And, like, there's also other people that I do want to bring on here, especially now that, like, the school year is about to start, and I know a lot of places are planning on going remote for the fall semester, but other places have implemented, like, a hybrid, like, style learning, so a lot of my friends are moving for school, and, you know, they are transitioning into a long-distance relationship with their partner. And so I kind of want to bring them on here and kind of get their perspective, you know, from what it's like being with your partner for, you know, 2-3 years, whatever, and then having to transition long distance. So I kind of want to get them on here, like, get some insight. And we currently have a friend that is in a long distance relationship, but she's about to transition out of that and, you know, living with her partner. So I think that'll also be good for you, Kristen, to kind of see, to kind of, like, give you an idea before you move in or before you even move to Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, obviously, because I, you know, I don't have that many of my friends personally who have done this before, like, long distance. And so whenever I jumped into this, I really didn't have, like, I don't know, I didn't have, like, an example or, like, anything. I kind of just, like, did it blindly.
Right.
And then, like, it's funny because, like, when I met and then, like, I kind of had you to, like, you know, talk to you about this, and then, like, who you're talking about, one of our friends, like, she's definitely been a great asset to you, and so, like, I'm excited to hear, like, her perspective and, like, how they're transitioning and, like, what they're going through, because I'm so excited for them, and I'm excited to see, like, what that's like. So, yeah, no, I think having, because, you know, the beauty of long distance is, like, everyone's is different. Like, I feel like every long distance relationship is so different. Mm-hmm. And so everyone has a different experience or a different story. And, like, sharing that can help, you know, everyone that's kind of in this, like, little world, if you will, you know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Especially because even though I said, like, long distance relationships are starting to become, I guess, more normalized, it is still such a taboo thing. You know, a lot of people don't like to talk about long distance relationships, or, like, they don't like the idea, because there are, you know, not only challenges that come with long distance relationships, but there's also stigmas. Like, people will try to convince you, oh, your partner's cheating on you, or, like, oh, you know, it's not gonna last, long distance never works. But you know, so there's all this negativity that's spun around long distance relationships. So we kind of want to shed light on, like, the positivity of long-distance relationships. Mm-hmm. And even though we're going to be talking about, like, the challenges and, like, how to overcome them, we also want to talk about what are the good things about being in this type of relationship. Like, there's a certain level of, like, intimacy that comes with this type of relationship.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like, you know, everyone has hard days, and of course, being in long distance, like, we have hard days, and sometimes they hit really hard, but, I mean, I can't tell you how many happy moments, like, Steph and I have, and, like, I mean, for me personally, this has been the happiest, healthiest relationship I've ever been in, and it's long distance, and so, like, you know, just because of the distance, I don't necessarily think that always, like, affects just, like, our relationship and how we are as people, and, like, I don't know, I just think, yes, there's tons of negative stigmas, and, like, I can't tell you how many people have, like, questioned me, and, like, why would you, like, I mean, I have people asking, you know, why would you put yourself through that? Like, is it worth it? Is he really, like, that great? And, like, you know, that's ridiculous. I mean, I think that's so stupid, and, like, I don't know, I just think it's important to be able to, you know, stray away from that, and, like, show people, like, you know, this is possible, and it is possible to be happy when your partner's not with you 100% of the time, and, like, you know, it's not always, like, a negative aspect at all, by any means.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm definitely excited to, like I said, like, shed light on, like, the positivity of long-distance relationships, because, yeah, I mean, like, I've been in a few other long-distance relationships before, actually, and this one has definitely been, like, the happiest and healthiest one that I've ever been in, and it might have just been trial and error on my part, or it could just be my partner, you know, like, this is really a partner that I want to go through this with, and
exactly.
But no, like, I'm definitely excited to finally be able to start this podcast with you, and like I said, you know, this is something that we've thought about for months and months on end, but to finally see it, like, coming to life, it's so exciting. And you know what, even if we don't have any listeners, if it's just the two of us and maybe a couple of friends, I'm a-okay with that. But as long as we're able to, like, as long as we're able to get our experiences out there, I mean, maybe somebody is listening that, you know, can take some advice from it, or maybe this is something that we'll look back on a few years from now when, you know, this is almost kind of like a verbal diary. Like, this is our experience right now. This is what we're going through. And
Well, like, I was telling Steph, like, you know, in a few years, I feel like this will definitely, like, this podcast can be something that, like, him and I even look back on. And just, like, you know, getting to hear our story, like, I've never really gotten to, like, I mean, I've told, like, you know, my friends and my family, like, how we've met. But I've never gotten to, like, sit down and just, like, journal it and talk about it like that. So, like, I just feel like this will be so fun for us to just go back and, like, look at and remember, like, this is how, you know, we met. And, like, this is how our story started. And, like, you know, a few years from now, like, here we are, you know, and so like, I just think that would be, this is gonna be so much fun to, like, look back on later.
No, I completely agree, because, like, I mean, I have, or I started a journal full of all of Charlie and my stuff, like, all the little, like, gifts that we sent back and forth, and, like, the letters that we've written each other, but I'm really bad at journaling, too. And so, I would much rather just talk about, you know, how I felt, and, you know, like, whatever we did, or, you know, whatever he did for me, or what I did for him, and so, I feel like this is definitely an easier outlet until I can actually, like, whip out my journal and put everything together.
Yes, I love that. You guys have, like, a little, what did you say? It was, like, a scrapbook?
Yeah, like, it's a little journal, like, just filled with, like, all of our, like, letters and stuff.
I love that. I literally, I want to do that so bad, and I've told you about this, but, like, literally, right now, all of our stuff is in a bag, and it's a bag that, it was the bag that my Valentine's Day present came in. All of our, we went on a trip to St. Louis a few months ago, and it's, like, all of our ticket stubs, and, like, the gifts, like, we went on a tour of Anheuser-Busch, and they gave us, like, a free hat and a glass. That's in the bag too, and so, like, I have my bag, and then Steph has all his stuff in a drawer, and he's like, yeah, I need to move this. I'm like, yeah, maybe you should move that, put it somewhere safer, but he hasn't done that. So yeah, no, I want to start that. I really want to start, like, Steph and I love to travel, of course, right now we really can't, but we love taking trips, and so we want to start, like, a cork board of, like, all of our, like, memorabilia from our trips, and so, like, different, like, pins, tickets, and we thought it'd be fun to do them for, like, each trip we take, and then, like, kind of combine them to have, like, a big, like, wall or something with, like, all of it.
You could do, like, but a shadow box.
That's just an idea that we have. A what?
A shadow box.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think we should do something like that. I brought it up to him, and of course, he's, you know him, he's like, yeah, for sure. And I was like, no, like, I'm serious.
Like, let's actually do this.
Like, be more excited. Yeah, I'm like, can you just be a little bit more excited about this idea? But, you know. You can't have everything.
No, I'm excited to see where this goes. Like, it kind of sucks that, like, we did this at the end of, like, our, I guess, our summer break or whatever. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. I mean, I guess we've technically been on break since, like, March, but.
Yeah.
But with things, like, starting to pick back up, I don't know, this will be, like, a nice little, like, side project for us. And, you know, we'll see.
A little mental health break from classwork.
Exactly.
Everything.
And we'll see where this takes us.
Yes, I'm excited. We have a lot of different things that we're going to talk about. I know both of us kind of, like we said, we have our own experiences and we have our own little, like, areas that we kind of, like, deal with on our own with our boyfriends. And so, like, we can kind of bring those experiences and, like, elaborate on that, which I think will be really fun. Because, like, I mean, like you said, we're in completely different relationships and we both experience completely different areas and aspects and stuff like that. So that'll be fun to kind of, you know, branch off and, like, talk about that, I feel like.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, no, that's pretty much all we've got for now. We just kind of wanted to, you know, get it out there, kind of share our stories, talk about, you know, just kind of a broad overview, if you will, of what we're going to be talking about. But we're super excited, like we said, to kind of keep going with this and have different topics each week, bring different people on to talk. And so stay tuned. We'll try. I don't know when the next one is going to come out, but
we'll figure it out.
Hopefully it'll be soon. Yes, we'll figure it out. We are just kind of going with the flow. We'll see what happens. But no, we're excited to kind of talk again the next time. So stay tuned and we will see you guys later.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.